Good morning. We're anxious to get back to work in our preparation for a very good Atlanta Falcon team, a team that's 2-2. Same record that we have. They're 2-0 in their division. They started the year off with an outstanding win over New Orleans in the division. They did a very good job in the offseason of acquiring veteran players. They drafted well. They all seem to be contributing very well. All three phases are very skilled, including special teams with Devin Hester. We have players who have been listed for a while as being either out or whatever, limited. We do have those people practicing today. John Beeson will practice. Odell Beckham will practice. Kennard will practice. So we're moving forward with regard to that as well. We're getting these people on the field and getting started integrating them back into the system.
Tom, what kind of challenges do they have big play ability?
Very skilled. Very, very skilled team. Obviously, number one offense in the league. A lot of firepower. Hester now being the fourth receiver, sometimes the third. So you've got a lot to defend, no doubt.
Tom, now that Odell has gotten through, I don't know, four or five practices in a row, at least limited.
How many?
Three,
not that many, no.
Three?
Maybe
two.
One.
Well, it's been right. Well, it's been since last week. At
math
least,
is not exactly, I know. I'm not very good at it.
Have you moved past now the let's try to get him ready to now we can think about him as part of the game plan, or are you still?
We're in that phase. What we obviously need to do is to see some hard back-to-back practices one after the other, which I expect we'll accomplish this week.
With a guy like him who plays receiver, he can be activated and only, he doesn't have to play 50 plays, right? I mean, it's not like an offensive lineman who's got to be on the field, he's got to be on the field. He can be mixed in, I would guess, right?
Possibly, yeah.
But
you'd like not to have you'd not like not to go in with that kind of thinking. You know, let's go, let's play.
And can a receiver also have a limited package so he doesn't know everything, but he knows what he needs to know?
Yeah, but he's been in every meeting. I would expect him to know everything. I wouldn't shy away from that. He's demonstrated an ability to handle whatever's thrown at him. He's done that throughout. So I would expect that, now under fire with adjustments and signals and things of that nature, we got to see where we are on that with regard to that too.
You guys were innovative in the way you were kind of stretching and allowing the players to rest during training camp. Did you continue that through the regular season? Because, only having four guys on an injury report.
Well, that's basically where we are with the recovery stretch on Mondays. The day after a game, we do continue that.
Do you think that's helped this year?
I'm sure it has.
We've seen
rubbing a little dirt on it, that's helped.
We've seen a little bit more. Do you envision, you have the short passing game seems to be the foundation of what you're doing. Do you envision more downfield development as the season goes along? Or?
Opportunity, when the opportunity presents itself, yes. But forcing it, no, not to force it. I'd like to keep the ball like we were able to do the other night, whether it's run or pass. But the mix has got to be good, and it's got to be there.
Tom, when they're as banged up on the offensive line as they appear to be, do you go after them, or do you just do what you normally intended to do?
Well, we're worried about our team. We've got to get our team ready to play as best as we possibly can. They do have some injuries. They're a veteran staff. They're very good coaches. They'll take care of their team.
Tom, to get back to the 2-2 mark was obviously so good, to even your record again and come back to 2-2. In terms of momentum, is that part of a message? Let's not let it slip. You know what I'm saying? Because 3-2 is obviously a whole lot more attractive than 2-3.
Yes. Yes, it is. To just continue to play well and win. That's what we're here for. That's the message. To capture the very good preparation we've had for the last couple of weeks, the outstanding leadership that's on our team, the guys having been very, very focused, the young ones as well as the old ones, we need to continue all those things.
And when you look back, did you see anything flip?
Just continuously, no major, nothing like that. No, just played better, prepared and played better, and build a little confidence and build a little more.
Does that make you nervous, Tom, that you've gotten a few pats on the back now after your win against Washington? Where
what pats? I don't get it. Hanlon just tells me that everybody's just got the sledgehammer out. That's a good thing.
Tom, how does OC look?
Like OC. Very, very close on a lot of backdoor plays, which he's very, very good at. Quick, very fast.
Tom, how much has helped the confidence and really personality of your whole team that your offensive line that faced so many doubts from the outside seems to be a unit working so much better together?
They have worked well together. They are getting better together. And that has meant a lot. I mean, obviously, you're not going to – we talk about it all starts there, both defensively and offensively, and you know that certainly sets the stage for others to play at a much more higher level.
Do you feel like that combination, those five, happened by accident or by some manner of design or what?
No, by design. By design, shaking out, looking at various combinations, being able to piece people together who throughout the preseason had played in different spots. Didn't happen right away, but it's getting there.
How do you assess McBride's performance replacing Thurman so far?
Did well the other night. Strip, fumble, recovery, interception. Did very well the other night. He's a good player.
You mentioned Hester. Do you see the same player you saw, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago? When you look at him, obviously, that Tampa Bay game, he did a lot of damage.
You look at that return, you see a very young guy, fast.
What are the keys for you guys to being able to stop a guy that's has that kind of speed?
Well, obviously, you know, I could make some smart remark, but you've got to be able to place the ball where you want it placed in terms of punting and cover as well. And then the same goes for kickoff coverage.
Would you like to see the ball out of bounds more? I mean, I know it's a hard thing to do.
It's not easy. In the ideal world, yeah, sure.
Is Steve capable of that?
He is.